Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your show's host, Anna Renault, and I am always excited to be on the air to interview an interesting guest. And today I think we're going to find a really interesting story with our guest who just loves to write, which is also one of my favorite things to do. But she also promotes self-help tools and spirituality. Very multitasking lady that we're going to hear a lot about what she does and why she does it. Before we jump into the show, I always ask people to make sure that you remember that the shows are recorded. The replays are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on blogtalkradio.com/ Anna, A-N-N-A, hyphen Renault, R-E-N-A-U-L-T. So you can always go in and listen to the show again if you missed something or if you want to refer the link to someone else to listen to the show. The replays are available 24/7. I also usually have an airtime sponsor, but with what's going on right now, especially down in New Orleans and Louisiana with all the tornadoes and the disaster that's happening, I want to remind people that the American Red Cross appreciates anyone and everyone who donates blood. It's one of those things that does not have a lifetime, long lifetime on the shelf. Blood can only be kept for a certain number of days, and then it has to be disposed of if it's not used. Most of the time, the blood is always used. And quite often, the Red Cross is looking for more and more and more blood donors. So if it's something that you've never done before, something that you think you'd like to give it a try, they do recommend that you be 18 years or older and that you are willing to go in, have a couple little things taken care of in terms of your clotting factor and whatever, and give about an hour of time to sit down in a nice, usually a lounge chair, or on a very nice, comfortable little bed, and let the nurse take care of hooking up the arm to the bag and taking a pint of your blood. And believe it or not, within 24 to 48 hours, you grow that blood back in your body. So it does not really prevent you from doing anything else once you've given blood. So think about that, especially right now as we have a number of people here in America that are really suffering from some disasters, and the American Red Cross would appreciate your help. Let's bring our guest on the air with us. Let's see if I can get my computer to work and activate the microphone. Hello, Pat. How are you doing today?
Hi, Anna. I'm just fine, and I'm really happy to be here.
I am really glad that you are. I'd love when I cross paths with people and I find these really interesting stories that I hope everybody else finds interesting as well. So tell people a little bit about who you are, and then we're going to jump into what you do.
Okay, well, I am, there's so many things to share. My name is Pat Mattson. I live in the mountains above San Bernardino, California. I am a writer of many juicy, juicy ideas. I'm a grandma of four rambunctious little boys. I'm a cat mommy to two, and I am a teacher of metaphysics. So that's and I have a hefty background from working in corporate America before I started my own entrepreneurial effort.
I think a lot of us tend to have a lifetime career kind of thing that sometimes we fall into and it really isn't what we want to do. And we don't always have that opportunity to really find ourselves until much later. I know I certainly didn't until I retired, but I was fortunate that I was able to retire from my 31 and a half year career at the ripe old age of 51. So I had a little extra time to get my entrepreneurial spirit going and find
right.
a lot of interesting things to do. But Pat, you said you're a mommy of two cats. I was just looking at your Facebook page and all I saw were dogs. What do you have to do
oh.
with the San Bernardino
oh.
animal shelter and all those dogs?
I have a dear friend in the neighborhood who works closely with the shelter, and she posts those dogs on her Facebook page. So I cannot adopt a dog. And I can pledge to help some of them that need medical care. But the one thing I can do to help is to share her posts. So that's why you see those dogs there. No, my cats would not like that at all, Anna.
Oh, I can imagine. However, I do have one neighbor who has two cats and two dogs. And actually, one of the cats is bigger than both of the dogs put together. So
oh,
it's kind of amazing how many people
yeah.
have the mixture of pets. But usually it is one or the other.
That's a great idea, but I think you have to start them early on. And my cats
yeah.
are well into their late teens, and I think it would be intrusive at this point.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So,
uh-huh.
as I mentioned, it's interesting when we cross paths, especially online, and you really don't know who you're going to meet. I seem to have developed a cough as soon as we went live on the air, which just makes live shows very interesting. So tell people about your writing.
Okay, I can do that. I started out being published at a very young age. I was 9 years old. And
wow, that is young.
Yeah, I know. The local newspaper invited us children to, you know, do one of those essays, how I spent my summer vacation. And mine was chosen and published in the children's column. And it was a delight to me to see my name out there. And it was like, wow. And so I have always had an ability in the area of writing from very early on. You know how you used to study English grammar classes, English composition? Well, composition was my favorite. So I went from, you know, that beginning to loving to write essays. I became an assistant writer on the My English Book grade school series of grammar books published by Ginn and Company. And because I was an assistant, you'll never see my name on there, but I wrote hundreds of exercises for the children. In the corporate world, I wrote user manuals and a lot of curriculum and proposals and freelance writing for life coaches after I got into my own business. And so it's just been a whole lot of fun. I think one of my greatest accomplishments of being published has to remain a secret behind my secret clearance. I worked in what they called the black world for an aerospace company, and I got to write manuals depicting how five consoles would work. And I can't tell you any more details about it, but it was military application. Our customer was thrilled with the documentation, and I was ecstatic about that. So that, I brought all that over into my own business.
Which is, tell us about your business.
Oh, okay. Well, let me take one step back and tell you that my first business was called Paperwork Partners. I was a virtual assistant beginning in 2002 until about 4 years ago, searching all the while, Anna, for what was my passion. I didn't know it was writing. Writing was just something that I did because it was what I did. And I didn't recognize that that was my passion. So when I finally figured that out, I flipped Paperwork Partners over into my current business, which is Pat's Right Mind, and it's right with W-R-I-T-E. That's kind of a play on words because I'm very interested in mind and spirituality. I am a teacher of metaphysics, and so I was able to work both those ideas into my new company.
Well, that is always fantastic when you finally do realize what your passion is and that you're
mm-hmm.
able to do it. The time is right. I really do believe that certain things happen at the right time. You might want it to happen, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, whatever. The time just isn't right. And when the time is right, it does happen. It blossoms, it blooms. I don't know how that fits in with your metaphysical spirituality idea of what happens in the universe, but I do think everything happens for a purpose and at a specific time. And some things you can't push. I don't care how hard you try. If the timing isn't right, it just isn't going to happen. But it sounds like your journey has certainly transitioned at the right time. And it is interesting that you said about you've always written and never realized
mm-hmm.
that it was your passion because it was your regular job. Go ahead.
Exactly. But you know, Anna, when I look back on all the jobs that I held in corporate America, my background is in executive assistance and in office management and technical writing. But in the first two, I always found a way to do some form of writing. I just didn't realize, you know, that was my love. I just did it.
It comes naturally, because you have the talent, you more or less take it for granted for a long time. And I have to admit that I have some of that in my background. I started writing in the fourth grade. I had a teacher that just loved everything I ever wrote. And as a result, I got into a lot of trouble in school because I was forever writing something instead of doing my classwork. But, you know, it did not really my desire to write. I was going to be this great, you know, world-renowned poet at some point in my life. Well, not sure that that's ever really going to happen, but I certainly realized in 2008, a dear friend of mine had tried to get me to write for the local paper, and I kept saying, not me, not me. Unfortunately, she died in 07. I wound up stepping in 08 into her place, and I've been writing that column ever since.
Oh,
I
wonderful.
I love it. I get paid to sit down and write an essay or a briefly constructed, whatever they call it these days, the BCRs, and I get paid to do it. I mean, you know, that is a really great job. And the fact that I can do it from home and I can do, you know, I get to pick my own topics. I mean, I am living in town. I won't ever get rich on that job financially. But I always say that it feeds my soul. And it sounds like Pat Wright's Mind feeds your soul. This sounds like this is where your passion lies now. So
it's
once
true.
You started, once you started Pat's Right's Mind, what exactly does that do? What do you offer to your customer, or what do you offer to the public?
Okay, I have been studying metaphysics since 1967, and that has gained me a visionary insight into myself and into people, and when I bring that into my writing, it allows me to see the things that are not being said, and I think of those things as not being said as the why you want to do your business and what you think you can contribute to the world. And I crawl mentally into that mindset. And then I write the business pieces for you that will support your actual offering. Okay, so I write blog posts, I write website copy, I write articles for people's newsletter, and I write books and ebooks, and my absolute love of all is to write curriculum. I just enjoy that very, very much. And if you don't mind, can I do one little brag here? Because I think the people would be interested in hearing this. Several years back, I wrote a book for a young woman who was on her way. She was studying to become a life coach, and she knew that to drive her business to success, she was going to need a book. And so we talked about her ideas for what she wanted to in that book. And basically, she was not an author. She wasn't a writer. She had ideas, but she... So I pulled all of her ideas together with my ideas and the whys behind, you know, all of her life experiences and the skills she was bringing into the business, and I wrote a book for her. And because it was ghostwritten, I can never tell you the name of it, but subsequently she took the book into her college class, and her professor said, "This is terrible." And he just tore it up one down the other. And, I mean, when she came back and told me that, I was absolutely astonished. And I said to her, well, I know that it's not. And I also know that he must have some really good reason that you and I don't see behind that. So I said, look further. Well, guess what? She sent it to Oprah, and Oprah picked it up as a book of the month. And Spike Lee is making... of it. So trust me, it was a really good book. And that leads me to tell you one more thing. My expertise is in the field of what most people think of as self-help, because of my metaphysics background and because of my own life, my propensity to pursue this kind of a subject. You know, I'm pretty good at self-help, so those are the kinds of books that I really like to write.
It's interesting that you mention ghostwriting and the fact that you can't tell us what you've written. I don't think a lot of people understand that there are a lot of books out there, and some of them have the name of a celebrity on the front cover, and that person did not write that book.
It's
a very legitimate business that there are a lot of people who have a lot of ideas who really don't know how to put that into text form, sentence form, paragraph form, chapter form, and really be able to write. I just mentioned a few minutes ago about me writing for the local paper. When my friend was trying to get me to write for the paper, she knew that I liked to write. She thought I had the skill. I was still focusing on poetry, which is a totally different format than writing text and sentences and paragraphs and whatever. And I just didn't think I could do it. And it was almost like, you've got to be kidding. You want me to write that kind of stuff when I write this kind of stuff? And there are people, there are lots of businesses out there, lots of people who have great stories that really don't know how or don't have the skill or don't have the confidence to do it. And they really do need a ghostwriter. So how long have you decided to be a ghostwriter? How long have you been doing this? You said you were an assistant with the various curriculum, so you're... name unfortunately never shows up. But that's the same kind of thing. You're in the background. You're doing the writing.
Yes, that was ghostwriting for sure. Well, I did writing, I did book writing when I was a virtual assistant even. I helped a fellow who was a divorced single dad going through the trauma of raising two daughters by himself. And I don't mind telling you, his book is called Getting Over It, Wisdom for Divorced Parents, and his name is Len Stoffinger. He's an attorney in Ohio and just a wonderful fellow. And after that first project, he asked me to write a book about tiptoeing through the procedures that it takes when you have to work with the IRS, because he's a tax attorney, and he sent me a lot of the information, and I wove that into a book for him that he uses as a giveaway in his business there. So, I mean, I've done a lot of different things, and certainly writing those radar user manuals was one of those. But let me tell you about one more thing, Anna. I didn't mention this in the correspondence that we've had, but as well as writing myself, I love to help people write their own book. And with my partner, I have another business called BookEctomy.com, and it's a course that helps people get their first rough draft out of their minds and down on paper in 9 weeks. And it's pretty ambitious, and we have another book being birthed this next week that we're very excited about, and about dog training. And it's just a lovely thing. So I can write it for you, or I can help you write it yourself.
And that's really a great tip, too, because I eventually, with the help of a friend, wrote my first book, and it's autobiographical. And I really had fear, I guess you could call it, that nobody would want to read what I wrote. So I never wrote that book until 2011. And I sat down with this friend in 2010, and he said, I can make this happen. Go home, write this down, do this, and then give me your manuscript, and I will make it a book.
Oh, how and wonderful.
When I how realized talking to him, I mean, people don't realize what they have in them. Like I said, most of us have a story. We all have a story. Some are more blatantly, look at this story. And then some are kind of, hum, you know. And again, how do you spin it? How do you write it? How do you explain it, describe it, whatever? It really is interesting to hear how many different people want to write a book, that they think they have a story worth telling, isn't it? I mean, how many people have taken your course, whether they've ever published or not?
Yeah, I don't know that I have a number to share with you. My partner keeps track of all that.
But I bet you it's a lot.
We know the value of that offering because it and you can go there and see a few free videos about writing your book. So that's helpful. If people would like to
And what
to
is
do
the
that.
Website again?
It's called BookEctomy. It's been written around a pregnancy theme, and it works for men and women, believe it or not, because if you have a book inside you, we can help you deliver it.
That is a great tagline. That is fantastic. And again, my friend Ken Roshan, who owns Perfect Publishing, he really does promote that idea that everybody has a book inside them. It's just a matter of getting it out, having the confidence to put it on paper, or in this case, the e-books or whatever, that you just get it out there and let it fly. Let it see where it goes and see, you know, if it's interesting to other people or not, and how it will even change your life. I mean, I just got a trip to California to speak at a cancer conference because the wife of a doctor read my book that came out in 2011. She read it in 2016. I wound up going to California to speak, and it was just absolutely awesome. And since they decided they would pay my transportation, I flew out and I came home across the country by train. And I got to see the fall colors. It was awesome. Absolutely awesome. So you don't know what doors this is going to open for you, for somebody else. You know, this is a fantastic opportunity.
Yeah, you have to take the next stately step in your life that you see. And if it means involving yourself in writing a book, I was scared to death when I wrote my first book because I really laid a lot of myself out there. And I discovered that the reason I wanted to write the book isn't what the book was about at all. I wanted to write a book about successful weight loss. But I hadn't done the success part of that yet. So what I found out that my book was about learning to love myself in the size body that I had. That book is called My Cats Have Seen Me Naked. I stepped out of the shower one day, and there they were looking up adoringly, and I thought, they don't care what size I am. They just love me. And I learned to love myself from that.
And you need to do that. That is so true, because if you don't love yourself, you certainly can't love anybody else or anything else. You might try, but it's not as natural. So what other books have you written that you have written?
Well, just that one and one small book, and they're both out on Amazon. The second book is called Welcome to the World, Baby God, The Earth Experiment. And it is a delightful short book. It's a story about a baby being born, and along with the baby comes an angel named Sentinella, who reminds the baby of all that she knew before she got here, so that she can incorporate that into her current life experience and be successful. And I think it's just a charming idea. I felt totally inspired to write that book, and it was a fun project.
When writing is your passion, I think it is fun. When you lose the fun, it becomes work. And I don't think we write as well when it becomes work. And I certainly realize that. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying I agree.
I
know,
realize
Anna,
that
when
I... Go ahead. We can't talk over each other. It'll click. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that when I worked in corporate America, I was often bored. When I write in my own business, I'm seldom bored, and I get so absorbed. One time, I became aware of crunching sound behind me, and I thought, oh, it's one of the cats. And I turned around, my office sliding door was open, and there was a raccoon in my office eating the cat's food.
Oh, goodness.
I was so absorbed in the writing. I never saw it come in, and it looked at me, and I looked at it, and it took off running. But that's how I love writing, because it absorbs all of me.
And that's when it feeds your soul. That's when you know you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. It's interesting you said that your books are on Amazon, so I decided to click on Amazon on my computer to see what comes up. And there's your book, Welcome to the World, Baby God. But there's also, apparently, a football player named Pat Matson. So you've got some competition out there trying to find people to get your name. I didn't realize I like football, but I don't know that I've ever heard of Pat Matson.
I was shocked to find out he had my name. Or maybe I have his name.
How dare he? Well, I think, well, I don't know that you're older than him, but if you're past corporate America,
am.
You are. Yeah. I would think that that's the way it goes. But That's another thing that I have talked to writers about, and I don't know that you've talked to people about, whether or not you use your real name or an alias. You know, do you have a pen name?
No.
Have you ever had anybody who wanted the book written but didn't want their real name used?
No. No, I never have. Most of the books that I have written are for people's business, to promote their business, and they want their name on it. You know, I do
right.
a lot of writing for life coaches because it's in that same self-help, self-development genre. And, you know, I have helped them write their curriculum. I have helped them produce their newsletters and written their books. And, no, they want their name on it.
Well, I would think if it's for your business, you would do that. I do have to admit, one of the stories I did for the newspaper when I first started way back when, I went to the local library and the small business development folks were doing a talk on, you know, how to start your business, things that you had to do in terms of writing your business plan and all that kind of stuff. So I went in and I'm going to take a picture of this group of 20 people and put it in the paper and say these people are ready to start their business. And two of the ladies in the front row said, oh, don't take my picture. And I'm saying, you're going into business. You want people to come to you as customers, but you don't want your picture out there? You don't want your name in the paper? Are you really ready to go into business? I mean, I was like shocked. But because of those two, I had to take the picture from the back of the room. And it was like, this is really dumb. There are all these people in this room who are going to be new business people in our area that you would hope people would recognize and say, hey, you know, I know him. I'll go to him to have my taxes done. I'll go to her and have this done. You know, it's like, I don't believe that you're going into business, but you don't want your picture taken and don't want it in the paper. And, oh, my goodness.
Oh.
You wonder sometimes, are people really aware of what they're doing? Go ahead.
There are entrepreneurs, and then there are entrepreneurs, right? And each of us has a different skills level. And I guess they were kind of at the bottom rung. You know, it takes enormous courage to belly up to the bar and say, I'm in business and this is what I can do. Because you're putting the entirety of your being on display, and some people are just not ready for that.
I have to admit, I kind of went through that on Sunday. I got a phone call from California, actually, the L.A. area. They're doing some kind of website about the Affordable Care Act and has it been helpful or not helpful or whatever. And for me, it has been helpful. And he said,
right.
Do you mind if I, you know, put your name in there and all this kind of stuff? And I said, I have written a book that tells people I've had all this stuff. You know, it came out in 2011. It's out there. It's public. Yes, you can put it on your website. Yes, you can put my name down. I mean, there's very little about me that hasn't been publicized. I mean, I even did the one chapter on my 4 years of domestic violence. I didn't go into all the minute details, but certainly people who knew me and my ex-husband knew what was happening
part of the story
at the time.
Yeah.
You know, and I mention in the book that he's not now the same as he was back when he was drinking and drugging. But, you know, when you put your life out there as an autobiography, it's public. You can't come back now and say, oh, no, don't put me out there. Don't say that. But when you talk about being an entrepreneur, you said you were a virtual assistant. I don't think a lot of people understand what a virtual assistant can do for you as a business.
Yeah, it's a supportive administrative role, and the virtual assistant will take off of an entrepreneur's to-do list the things that run the behind of the business. You know, they can do the correspondence, they can do the newsletters, they can run like Infusionsoft for you and post the autoresponders and make sure that your launches happen, you know, the way they're supposed to. It's a different skill set from the entrepreneur who owns the business, but it allows the entrepreneur who owns the business to do only those things that they absolutely love to do and that make the most money for the company. So they're not tied down with the administrative stuff, and virtual assistants love the administrative stuff, so it's a win-win.
And again, I think this is a perfect match for most published authors. They like to write. They want to write their book. I've written the book. The book is published. I'm done. I don't want to deal with all the marketing stuff. And like you said, the newsletters and the autoresponders and the Facebook posts and all that stuff. I wrote my book. I'm done. And I say to these people, no, you've written your book and your book got published. Now the work begins. Now you have to figure out how people will know that you have a book. And it sounds like that's the kind of stuff that you're really good at, Pat.
Well, I used to do that kind of work. To be honest, it got old. I always thought of myself as the behind-the-throne whisperer. And I decided at one point, because I was getting bored doing that, it was like, are you hiding behind the throne, darling? Don't you need to be sitting on the throne? So why don't we ascend it to the next higher level here? And then you can hire a virtual assistant. But I wanted to tell your listeners that there are virtual assistants out there with special expertise in book marketing and all the things that need to be done to get a book published and all. So if that's the need that you have, you can find that specialty.
And it really is something. Go ahead.
No, that's it. Go ahead.
I really do think that a lot of people who want to write a book don't always fully understand what it all entails. Besides the fact that you sit down and you write and you write and you rewrite and you edit and you rewrite and you finally say it's done and you give it to the publisher. Then it comes out and the publisher says, we're going to set you up for some book signings. We're going to set you up to do some talks. We're going to set you up to, and you're saying, I wrote the book. I'm done. You know, there is a whole lot more to it.
Yeah, I'm currently beginning a project for a fellow who spent his entire life career as a correctional officer, and he developed PTSD over it. And, you know, we're going to be writing this amazing book, and he sees it as, you know, an entry level into speaking about his experience to other correctional officers and police departments, you know, all over the place. And so this is just a toe in the door, and then the work begins.
Right. Well, the other thing is, and you had mentioned this a little while ago, you said, well, the books are on Amazon. There are several million books on Amazon. How does somebody find your book on Amazon? And as you mentioned any number of times today, you know, those autoresponders, those postings on Facebook, all kinds of things are really needed if you want people to know that you have a book.
Sure.
I mean,
it's
not always easy. One of the best tips I think that Ken gave me was to ask people if they would order the book before it was published. You know, people that I knew, family, friends, neighbors, whatever. And I sold like 88 books. And I'm thinking, wow, a lot of people do want to read the story. You know, I mean, do they find it that interesting, or are they just being nice that they're going to buy this book even though they haven't seen it yet? But it just gave me that confidence that, hey, maybe this is a story worth you know. And then as people came back and bought a second or third book to give to a friend or whatever, you know, it made me feel even happier that I had finally written the book. And like I said, in 2016, 5 years after the fact, somebody is still reading it and it's still reaping benefits, including this trip to and from California and speaking at this awesome conference that I went to. I mean, it's just, it's a whole new world after you've published.
Yes.
And
yes.
I would
yes.
certainly like people to know about Pat Matson's Pat Writes Mind. And now I've just learned about bookectomy. I just think it's awesome that you have the opportunity, first of all, to live in the mountains overseeing San Bernardino, which to me just sounds absolutely lovely, but to be able to do what you love to do is fantastic. Absolutely fantastic,
yeah.
Pat.
Thank you,
so
Anna.
Before we run out of time.
Okay, go ahead.
Before we run out of time, what do you want people to remember about you, and how do people get in touch with you?
Well, I'd love people to remember that I am a copywriter, I am a ghostwriter, I bring great understanding about life into my projects, and I breathe life into your desires so that you're free to go and do the thing that you do best, which is probably coaching or offering some other service as an entrepreneur. And you can find me on www.patswritemind, it's W-R-I-T-E, mind.com. And I'm also on Facebook under Pat's Write Mind and under Pat Matson. So either way, it's fine, and I'd love to meet new people.
That is fantastic. Now, you're not on Twitter yet. You don't send out a bunch of tweets.
Anna,
that seems to be the hottest new things lately.
I don't like Twitter. It makes no sense to me. And I don't have the kind of time to sit and read somebody's 140 characters, you know. It's not for me.
I don't blame you, because 140 characters really doesn't give you enough info sometimes to fully understand what the heck is this supposed to mean. Now, in terms of publishing a book, if you don't do anything else than to put the book title and then you can attach the picture of the cover, Twitter works. But beyond that, I haven't really found the value that other people seem to find. I mean, unfortunately, there are people that are just so attached to their cell phones that, you know, oh, there's a tweet. Oh, there's a tweet. No, put the phone down. Put the phone away. You know, it's just too much. But it just seems like that's the newest, hottest thing. And I guess our president tweeting all the time is pushing some of that. And I just wonder if it's really where we need to be going. But I certainly would hope that people will go to your website, patswritemind.com, and find out so much more about you, and then actually make contact with you on Facebook, and then find out a little bit more about the copywriting and the ghostwriting and breathe life into what they're doing and make a difference in your life as well as their life. That is absolutely awesome. I'm really glad that we crossed paths. I'm really glad that you were available to do today's radio show. And I would certainly hope that the people who are listening now will share the link with other people to listen to the show. Thanks a lot for spending part of your day with me. I know it's a big time difference between the East Coast and the West Coast, but fortunately with internet, it does seem to connect and work, and it makes my life easier doing these radio shows. So thank you very much, Pat Mattson, for doing all that you've done.
Thank you for having me aboard, Anna. I enjoyed our conversation, and I do hope that I can bring some help to some of your listeners out there who would just love to get a book to market or just love to write new website copy or like that.
Yeah, like I said, there are a lot of people who love what they do, but they don't like the administrative stuff. And sometimes it's not only a matter of they don't like to do it. They really don't have the talent or the skills to do it. So they really do need somebody like you that has that skill set. So it would be a match made in heaven. Thanks a lot for spending part of your day with me, Pat. You take care and stay in touch. I'll see you on Facebook.
All right. Bye.
Bye. We've been talking with Pat Mattson from California, with me here in Baltimore, Maryland on the East Coast, and it's always wonderful to come up with some interesting people that I just think have an amazing journey that they've been on. And the fact that Pat loves to write curriculum for coaches, curriculum for various programs. It is awesome that she's willing to write, ghostwrite a book and never see her name on the cover. It is a fantastic opportunity for people that need a little bit of help getting their business going, writing copy for your website, things that will help make you successful. So think about it. Contact Pat Mattson, P-A-T-M-A-T-S-O-N, Pat Mattson. And she does have two books that she's written herself, and they are on Amazon. And you have to kind of go through a couple of pages of Pat Mattson, the football player, and his players' cards and things. But she does have two awesome books on there. So it's worth a little bit of time to find out who Pat Mattson really is. And then to find out on Facebook all the different things that she is willing to do and help you do, including if you want to write a book, she has a program to help you get that book done. Thanks a lot for listening to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. And please remember, Red Cross is always in need of blood, and especially now with the tornadoes and the damage and the injuries that are happening down in Louisiana and that area of the country, we really need support. Thanks a lot for listening to Anna's Journey. I will be back on the air again next week, I believe, with another young lady that I met in that same networking group. And there will be some other shows coming up with Catherine Yarborough, who is now in Florida, who was originally here in Maryland, and all the interesting things that she's been doing. And I'm also going to be working with some people from MedStar Health. We are promoting, or they are promoting, getting legislation passed for a program called Patient Safety and Early Intervention. It is so much common sense to allow doctors to talk directly with the family immediately when something goes wrong. None of this, oh, I can't talk to you, the lawyer said. I can't say that because the lawyer said. We really need open and honest communication between doctor. Thanks a lot for listening to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. Be watching for more shows. Talk to you soon. Take care.